Welcome to Journey with Nature, brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, celebrating 50 years of conservation in Indiana. I'm Michael Atwood. To burn or not to burn is the question when managing natural areas, both big and small. News of large, disastrous wildfires in the West has made people wary of using fire as a conservation tool, but it could be the answer to many land management issues. Prescribed burns are very different from wildfires. Wildfires are accidental and uncontrolled, and they threaten lives and property. Prescribed burns, on the other hand, are set intentionally after considering the safety of people and private property. They also achieve specific objectives in a specific area under specific weather conditions. Fire control equipment, natural or man-made barriers, and fire crews are part of managing these fires. Prescribed burning is not a new concept. It's been used for many years. Native Americans used fire to maintain clearings and encourage plant growth for later harvest. Today, farmers use prescribed fire to revitalize pasture, aid in crop harvest, and maintain fence rows and ditch banks. Land stewards use it to maintain natural communities such as prairies and savannas by controlling the spread of non-native invasive plants, as well as stimulating the germination of beneficial plants such as wildflowers. Forest managers use fire to encourage the growth of certain tree species, as well as reduce the accumulation of hazardous fuel loads that make wildfires so dangerous. The Nature Conservancy also conducts prescribed burns at several of its preserves, typically in the spring and fall.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information about prescribed fire and ways to manage natural areas is available at nature.org/Indiana.